Hello and welcome to the Camping Crew Podcast with Chris and Aaron.
Hi everybody, welcome to episode 182 of the Camping Crew Podcast. I'm Aaron Burchell.
And I'm Chris Byrne.
It's meant to be a fun podcast. We're just enthusiasts and what we discuss on the podcast are just our own personal views, although we do look into things that you ask us to look into.
If you'd like to support the podcast, and if you can afford it, totally optional, you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/thecampingcrew. I want to say a big thank you to Adrian O'Sullivan and Galdar this week for our contributions.
Thanks, guys. We much appreciate it. Now, I always say no news is good news, but in fact, we have some good news on the news today.
Yeah, so a news article in our local radio station website there, WLRFM.com, the headline reads, former Tramore pub and restaurant to be converted into a camping facility. So one thing Tramore could do with now is some extra places to park up. So they said the site of a former historic pub and restaurant in Tramore is set to be transformed into a camping facility. Rockets in Westtown, closed in 2011, has been vacant since then. A planning application has been submitted for a facility to accommodate 17 campervans and 4 10 pinches on the Westtown site. The application also requests permission to change the use of the public house premises to camping facilities, including kitchen, toilet block, so on. So anyone want to read that, they can have a look at WLRFM.com, and that was published on June 29th. People who might have been regulars to Tramore in the past would probably remember Rockets. They were famous for their ribs in Colcannon, right, and crubeens for those who like crubeens. There was always big pots of ribs on the go, and it was a great place to go for a full Irish feed of ribs.
It was just, yeah, I'm not classic. Familiar with it. It was Deirdre told me where it was. And you know, when she drove me out the road, in my head I knew where it was. I'd never been there. Well, obviously it's closed that long, and that would be out now, the Copper Coast. So there'll be loads of things to do and use that as a base apart from Tramore. Like, you can head for Dungarvan out that way. Like, just lots
pretty
in the
much
area.
The start of the Copper Coast on the Tramore side. So it's not in the center of Tramore, so it's worth kind of mentioning that, but it is walking distance into Tramore, maybe 20 minutes. Also, it's quite close to a swimming area known as Newtown or Guillemine. There's two areas there with kind of jumping platforms, and plenty of water sports going on there all through the year. So if anyone likes their sea swimming, it's definitely quite close to that. There's a pitch and putt course very near to it as well. But like, it's a 2 or 3 minute drive into Tramore, or as I said, a 20 minute walk if you want to go down there. But it's just a fabulous location, just in terms of doing the Copper Coast and Tramore as well.
And then, of course, on the other side, there's a new kind of areas that has opened up, Ballinacloch Campervan Park. I've seen that on a few Facebook groups as well. It's a farm which is doing like a Dixfield type thing. There are black water and grey water facilities, but that's as you make your way from Kilmeaden into Tramore on that road there.
That's
see it on Facebook.
Say between
well.
Waterford and Tramore.
Yeah. A good 10 minute drive to Tramore, but still it's more
inland
spaces
away from the coast. Yeah.
Well, that is brilliant news. There's a new group called the Motorhome Working Group, which are going to bring the needs of motorhomes to government and to local councils. I've joined them on the WhatsApp group, and they're going to keep us updated with any news they have when they're meeting town councils or government officials. So watch out. I don't think they have an actual Facebook group at the moment, but like the way we do, they're going to be posting on Facebook groups. So they're called the Motorhome Working Group. And when we get information from those guys, we keep you updated on future podcasts about hopefully good news.
It sounds like they're in the setup phase of that. So we'll bring more news about the group and what their plans and goals are, I suppose, in future podcast episodes.
And OK, so that was Tramore. And now we come a little bit closer to me. Stephen Coughlin was on. He sent us a Facebook post about some new Clonmel motorhome spaces. We mentioned them before, but this is more official news from a local politician called Siobhan Ambrose. Campervan motorhome facilities for Clonmel. She has a motion gone in, and I took a spin down there today. There's going to be about 12 designated spaces at a place called Shore Island Car Park. Eventually, by 2030, Shore Island itself is going to be an activity hub for kayaking and canoeing and stuff like that. I noticed today while I was in Clonmel, the poles are going in, but there's no signage up yet. But there was one motorhome van there already. So within the next days, I'd say they're going to be open. So it's in Clonmel. And if you ask anybody where Shore Island is, it's the Shore Island car park. And you'll find it'll be signposted within the next couple of days.
And this will be similar style to like Quans or Cove, would it?
Similar to Cove, yes, yes. And it may be metered similar to Cove as well, where you can put in cash for overnight camping. There's going to be grey water, black water and fresh water facilities. But we will keep you. I would say by the end of this week, the signs will be up because the poles and the cement was gone hard on it. So it's just signage and then we'll give you the go. But look, it's on Facebook groups left, right and centre. So you will probably see it before you hear it from us on the podcast.
And is there anywhere in Clonmel at Motorhomes Park kind of on street at the moment? Or
no, Motorhomes, in fairness, have been avoiding Clonmel, really. And there's plenty of car parks. But no, I've never in all the years heard of anybody or seen any of the vans parked. This will be ideal because it'll be a 2 minute walk into the town centre. It really is a great location. And then, as I say, in 2030 or thereabouts, when Shore Island is developed, access for bigger homes. There's a small little humpback bridge on both sides. But look, vans will get in there. It's a massive big car park for about 100 cars. And there'll be 12 spaces up at the back. All I ask is, please, please, please appreciate it. Use it. And be, just remember, there's apartments there. Just be wary and let's not mess it up.
Yeah, like if we use it, we won't lose it. It might even be expanded on, hopefully, you know.
And there's room there to expand it. And as I say, when Shore Island comes on board with activities, it may be expanded even further. But look, it's good news. It's 12 more pitches we didn't have last week.
Fantastic. Yeah, bring it on. We take what we can get now.
And you have a story, again, more good news that Peter Kavanagh put up on Motorhome Enthusiasts Facebook page.
Yeah, on the Facebook page, this was posted on June the 27th. So Peter said, some exciting news breaking from our own county town in Wicklow. Council Chairperson Paul O'Brien turned a sod on a new air facility at Murrah Beach, at the Murrah Beach. The air will be situated at a fantastic scenic seaside location with easy access to shops, eateries and pubs in the town. It's a quiet location right beside the walking trails and picnic spaces. Very idyllic. He said initially there will be about a dozen spaces and the cost is predicted to be €10 per night. So Peter says, watch this space. So great to see all these little airs popping up, you know.
Yeah, that's absolutely brilliant. Again, it's 10 or 12 more spaces. And then if this motorhome working group gets their finger out and gets people on board, we could be doing these stories every second podcast for the next couple of months and it'll be all good news.
Great. So we'll move on to the listeners' messages and follow-ups. And I just want a bit of a shout-out to Philip Begley and the gang there. Philip's got a van recently, so he just put a message to me just to send on some stickers. So they're on the post. He probably has them already by the time he hears this podcast. So look, best of luck there, Philip, with the new van.
Robert Byrne was on as well. He said, good morning, guys. Just listening to the podcast here in work. It's getting me through the day. Myself and my wife, Niamh, and our son, Caleb, are going on our first camping trip to the IOAC next week. And we're just wondering, have you still got some stickers available? No doubt those stickers have gone in the post and Robert probably has them on the van already.
Hopefully, hopefully. Here's an interesting one now, Aaron. We might ask the listeners for some help with these as well. But Mark Hill sent us an email with a few questions about travelling to Ireland. He said, hi guys, went over to Dingle last year and fell in love with the place and the area. We are planning a trip back to Ireland next year in our T4 camper for a few weeks and wanted to ask a couple of questions. He said, firstly, are you allowed to stop and park up where you like in Ireland? Or does it need to be in an area dedicated for campers? As in the UK, you aren't allowed to stop anywhere without the landowner's permission. He said, also, am I right in remembering places in the car park in Dingle for camper motorhomes? So any other tips for visiting Ireland in the camper van would be greatly appreciated. Lastly, on the off chance, would you send some stickers to us in the UK? So yeah, the stickers have gone out to Mark. So the first question there, you know, are you allowed to stop and park where you like? I would say public car parks, potentially, yes, because we all pay our road tax. Private land, I would imagine, is private land. I suppose if the owner asks you to move on, you know, rightly so, you should move on. I'm not sure about the law, so I won't claim to to say what the legality on that is, I don't know. But a recommendation is always is to use facilities that are provided for motorhomes and campers. So use campsites, use airs, use proper designated stopover spots. I know Park for Night and Motorhome Locations Ireland and all of those apps will recommend places in every county where you can stay.
I have seen campers on the main car park on Dingle Harbour overnight. I think there is a facility there to park overnight. I know there are bus bays and I think there are. I have seen vans there. But so, what I would say, Mark, is if you go to a car park and it doesn't have a sign saying no overnight camping, it must be allowed.
Yeah, I think it's all right. And just back to the Dingle situation there. So there's no designated motorhome spots, but they are tolerated as long as they're staying within their parking lines. Don't park in any decode spots because you will get ticketed for that. Mm-hmm. It's pay and display, I believe. It could be gone online now, I'm not sure, but make sure that you do pay for your parking. There was a small little field next to that.
That's
where
we
honestly box it up. I'm not sure if that's still available. Maybe some of the listeners might have been down there recently can tell us if motorhomes are still parking in that little field. I know a lot of people park further up in the town around one of the shopping centres as well. There's some areas up around there because I know that in the height of summer, that car park in Dingle can be absolutely chock-a-block.
Even with just cars. Yeah. Just keep your wits about you, Mark. And if there's a few vans there already, perhaps it's safe enough to park with them.
Yeah. And one thing, if you are traveling to Dingle, we've said this a few times on the podcast, and if you're going around Slayhead, go around clockwise, not anti-clockwise, because you could potentially run into a lot of trouble trying to pass on some of those tighter spots.
Okay, right. Karen was on from Cork and she wants to know, is there anywhere near Cork where she can get a habitation check done on her caravan? This question has been asked about practically every county in Ireland. I don't know of anybody who just does habitation. There's very, very few. And then the people who are doing it are normally very, very busy.
Yeah, I would say we spoke last podcast about Pat Wall. I know Pat will travel to places to look at and do checks on caravans. And I'm sure if you want your own caravan checked out, he'll do that for you as well.
Well, it is her own caravan. She wants to have a habitation check.
You know, I presume he is checking out vans before people buy. But if somebody wants somebody to come and inspect it, I'm sure Pat is the man to ask as well. There are a number of places in Cork that motorhomes, well, I'm not personally familiar with them. I think there's one in Mitchelstown, isn't there? And is there one in Middleton as well? I'm not sure now.
I'm not sure either. But if any of you guys know where Karen can get her caravan habitation check, she just wants to have it checked out for the gas, the electrics, even, and she mentioned in the email as well, for the likes of damp. Pat is one option, but if there's anywhere near Cork, could you please get in touch with us and we'll give you the contact details in a couple of minutes for you to do so.
You were away camping recently, Aaron. I'm pretty much off the road for a few weeks. So I'm living vicariously through your travels at the moment.
Yeah, Deirdre had Monday off. So we had a bank holiday weekend just gone. And we decided to take a trip down to the Woodlands in Tralee because it was exactly a year ago since we were there. So I did actually get a revisit video because there's been a few changes. That video will come up on our channel in a couple of weeks. We met so many people. We saw so many Charlie and Me stickers and Camping Crew podcast stickers. I do know Liam came over to me. I literally hadn't pulled the handbrake on the car and Liam was over saying, hi, love the podcast. I had been chatting to him unawares. I was chatting to a chap Tuesday and Wednesday, helping him out with electrical problems, and it happened to be this Liam. But when I was chatting to him, he was in Doolin and he made his way to the Woodlands. And then I got a photograph on Instagram of two Camping Crew podcast mugs saying, wave, we're right behind you. When I turned around, there's another family right behind us that were big fans of the podcast, so we were chatting to them as well. So we do say,
I'm sure you've got all the names there, Aaron. Do you want to give them all a shout out there?
Liam, and then the people that were parked behind me with the Camping Crew podcast mugs. I'm brutal. I should really take notes.
You have to start writing down those names, Aaron.
Yeah, the only reason I know Liam is because I was chatting to him the night before trying to sort out his inverter. But anybody who's come over to us, we really, really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Charlie and Me this week, Wednesday morning's video is a question and answers video, which covers podcast questions and people want to know about us and the podcast and Charlie and Me. So I took a break from the build video this morning. So it's a van build. We'll be back next Wednesday, which will get you really up to date, to be honest. That's next Wednesday. But this morning's was a questions and answer. This Friday is campsite review revisit to Loch Ree. Lochry East, where myself, Deirdre and Charlie finished up our summer holidays about 2 weekends ago. The weather was fantastic and we got to go out in the boat, which was absolutely brilliant, on a speedboat on the lake. It was just brilliant. So this Friday, youtube.com/ Charlie and Me Air Camping Vlog is a revisit to Lochry East in Athlone. And this morning's video is a questions and answers. And you can send us, I think I say on the video, you can send us your questions and answer your questions and we'll answer them and do a video on that again in a future video.
Brilliant. Yeah. And with all these airs popping up, Aaron, I'd imagine you're going to start including some of those in your reviews as they start to open up as well.
Awesome. That's the plan with the VW, because it's you know, I want to bring it to a few new places as well. So, yeah, and I want to do a little bit more wild camping. It'll be easier, I think, to do in the VW because it's a smaller van. So I'll do a few wild camping spots. Although anytime we ask Meet the Campers, have you a favorite wild camping spot? They go, we do, yeah, but we're not telling you, like we mentioned in last week's podcast. But yeah, guys, again, using the contact details we give you at the end of the podcast, if there's places you reckon myself and Charlie should go, please do let us know and we'll book them and we'll head off over the coming weeks and do reviews of campsites. Please do let us know.
Yeah, it'd be great to see a few new places popping up. I'm sure you're only chomping at the bit, Aaron, to head out and investigate some of those. So just to close out the podcast, an interesting question and something that I'm interested in learning more about myself. I'm just wondering, has anybody put lithium batteries into their camper? So these are these long-lasting, heavy-duty leisure batteries. You know, I suppose, are they worth it? Would somebody prepare to get in touch with us and let us know what their experience is with the lithium batteries?
Isn't it the fact that you can run them down, we say, like to 30% or less, and they're also, are they lighter or are they heavier than general batteries?
I think they're heavier. They're kind okay. of deep cycle.
And they are much more expensive.
Yeah, they're quite expensive. But you often see them in some of the YouTube videos of the people who are, say, off-road for long term, you know, where they're,
or living.
They could be like weeks and weeks before plugging in or charging up, you know.
I think it would have been the expense that would have put me off, because we've two AMG batteries and they do fine. But I know I've heard people saying if you run them down like 50%, you could be doing damage, or you may only get away with doing that once or twice. So the question is, lithium batteries, are you a fan? Have you used them? Have you put them into your van? Please do let us know. Is it worth the expense long term to go down that road? And of course, we'll give you the contact details now in a couple of seconds. Remember, we've got some of our stickers still available. When they're gone, they're gone for the moment, but we still have some. And we love to hear from you, like Karen getting in touch and the guys getting in touch. If you have any questions at all that you'd like us to look into, or you have information that you think we should pass on the podcast, please do get in touch. But of course, for you to get in touch, you need our contact details, and Chris has them.
Yeah, and just to add to that, we're kind of trying to line up some interviews in the background. But if you know somebody you think in the camping industry that might be worth having a chat with, interested to learn more or maybe share with the listeners, please do drop us a message, get in touch with your suggestions. We'd love to add more interviews. We like the interviews. Great. So our email address is campingcrewpodcast@gmail.com. Our webpage is thecampingcrew.ie. On Twitter, we're The Camping Crew. On Instagram, we're The Camping Crew Podcast. In Facebook, you'll find us posting in all the Good More Home and Camping groups. We'd love to get audio messages from you, like Con left us recently regarding his experience bringing in a motorhome into Ireland. You can record that on your smartphone and just email it on to us. Or there's a link on our webpage there that you can follow through. So that's it. Look, we just want to hear from you with suggestions for the podcast.
And don't forget, we have campsitereview.com. It's our sister website. We have a forum there that's free and always will be. You can join it and read, and you can write up things and again ask questions, including technical questions. We have people who will answer them as well. And youtube.com/ Charlie and Me Air Camping Vlog, Campsite Reviews on Fridays, and The Van Build, which is coming to an end very, very soon, on Wednesdays. And as I said earlier on, if you do see us on a campsite, please do call over and say hi. From me, Aaron, stay safe.
Yeah, and it's a goodbye from me, Chris, and we hope you're liking the podcast. If you are, please subscribe, share on social media, and more importantly, tell your camping friends all about us.
Well, that's it for another podcast from The Camping Crew. Thanks for listening, and do join us again very soon. Safe camping. Thank you.